Security is a fundamental right to every person. It is essential for the survival and flourishing of any society. Security is so important that every government spends a substantial part of its money on its provision. Many African countries encounter security problems daily. Some of the challenges include Islamist militants by groups like Al-Shabaab and Boko Haram, social political instability, xenophobic attacks, kidnappings, ritual killings, banditry, human trafficking, gender-based violence, and cybercrimes. Weak institution, corruption, poverty and marginalization, political, economic, and social are some of the fundamental roots of insecurity in Africa. The spate of insecurity in African nations calls for deep concern and concerted efforts to stem the tide. Kenya's Kwale County government launched its County Action Plan to localize Kenya's National Action Plan on Women, Peace and Security 2020 to 2024. Kwale is the fourth county to develop a local action plan which articulates women's critical role in peace and social cohesion. Despite these efforts, Kenya is highly affected by numerous factors that undermine peace for its citizens. Lack of employment, early pregnancies, currently being the major factor of insecurity in Kenya, young mothers do not afford to take responsibilities of their children, hence ending up into illegal groups that terrorize people for survival. Dorcas Wangare Gishuki from Wamanga village in Bahati constituency is a mother of three children. A hawker in Nakuru town in Kenya narrates how she narrowly escaped death as her workmen stabbed by illegal gangs 2 months ago, adding the number of women who lost their lives in the hands of the gangs to 8.
And my fear is, if there is no security in our community, we are unable to do anything. 2 months ago, I had a close friend of mine, who was stabbed by a group of gangs who are terrorizing our residents, especially women.
Ms. Gishuki, who depends on hawking to earn a living, says the fearless criminal gangs, including that of Mungiki, conduct its door-to-door operations targeting business women.
They just come as a friend. They just knock your door. When you open, they just enter and they started. That's where they start stabbing, just killing, howling. They burn the house while you are inside, even if you are being burned.
She says if the situation persists, women will end up being beggars.
Most of us, we are not employed, and if we don't hawk, we will not be able to get our daily bread to cater for our children, bills, and other expenses in our house. We don't earn as earlier, so that one bring, we are not able to grow economically, socially, we are not able.
Ms. Gichuki is now calling upon women to be more vigilant and the security apparatus to do its mandate.
I'm calling upon all women to be more vigilant, especially at night, to be more vigilant everywhere in Nakuru County, especially in those estates where we hear those gang groups appear mostly. So he should intervene on that, give the security to the resident, and we all be okay.
A national radio journalist based in Nakuru, David Omurunga, says alarming cases of insecurity in the area give them sleepless nights.
Issue to do with insecurity is something that is giving us sleepless nights. Young people killing innocent people. You know, it's something that it should not be tolerated. But I know there are some of the factors that are contributing to this issue or to do with the insecurity. There are issues. There is an issue to do with the use of drugs. You see, others complaining, young people complaining of unemployment.
Mr. Omurunga challenged youth to take advantage of their talents to earn a living instead of killing innocent people who are struggling to raise up their families.
You are not supposed to kill your fellow human being because you want to snatch a phone from him or from her. But with this technology and issues to do with their talents, kindly use your talents to get something on your table, because you will not be attacking people, killing people from January to January.
He says youth should be embraced by the governments instead of giving them fruitless promises during campaigns.
Whether county or national, to come up with measure to see that our young people are committed in doing some of these things, maybe to volunteer in institutions or organization in the county government, so as to keep them busy. Because if they are not busy, an idle mind is a devil workshop. So it's my call to the governments to come up to consider these young people, or else we'll be crying from January to January on issues to do with insecurity.
Female journalists are not exemption of the attacks, says Amina Chombo, a journalist working for Voice of America in Kenya. Her words comes few days after a 13-year-old girl, a grade 6 candidate in Kilifi County, was strangled and hanged by unknown assailants, urging female journalists to check their movements.
The female journalists are also, they can also be attacked. What they need to do, they should be more careful. They should know the people whom they are close to. They should always make sure that they don't walk alone. For example, it depends on what story you are looking for. Maybe there's a story which you are working on, and the person whom you are targeting the story may not be willing to spare you. So make sure that your safety comes first, as normally we are being told that no story worth your life.
Ms. Chombo called upon organizations and media owners to put more effort on creating awareness to female journalists on safety.
We have our Media Council of Kenya, which have been doing some sensitization about female journalists and their safety. And also have Association of Media Women in Kenya, that is AMWIK. And another organization which also have been talking about female journalists and their safety is Article 19. So I think some of the organizations are already putting in place some measures by creating awareness. But I know they are not reaching all the female journalists. But also let's talk about the media houses which have employed these particular female journalists, to ensure that they come up with a strategy of, let's say, empowering these female journalists. You know, some have been in the industry for long, some are new in the industry. They may not be able to know how they can protect themselves, but through some awareness creation, it can really, really assist in preventing such cases.
Mary Wamboi Washira, an activist fighting for the rights of women and girls in Nakuru County, appealed to the security apparatus in the area to join hands with organizations in finding appropriate ways to deal with the cases of invasion.
The government, for them to put it as a priority, because we are aware that there is money being put aside, and we are appealing so that the county commissioner do look into this matter, join hands with organizations so that they work as a team and know how to stop this women's harassment, because a woman is a mother, is a sister, and when you go home without your wife or without getting a woman or a sister there, you won't have food or whatever. So we need to take this very serious, because women are the backbone of the society.
On his side, Nakuru Police Commander Peter Mwanzo warned the residents of Nakuru to expose the criminals instead of hiding them, that the act undermines their security.
I would say to public, because these things are happening, the criminals are still within us. Kindly give us information. And during our patrols, anyone in Nakuru, either carrying anyone found on the public road, carrying machetes, carrying a knife, carrying a gun, carrying a panga, to police, that's a terror. And we shall declare him a terrorist. We're not going to wait until when they commit atrocities, that's when police act. No, we're going to clear them even before that. And that's a straight warning.
Gilbert Kitio, Nakuru County Security Boss, says there is need for assisting youths in terms of jobs and mentorship as a way of curbing insecurity in the area.
Because sometimes the kind of insecurity which is witnessed comes about because the youth do not have stable jobs, or they do not have hope their jobs totally. So please, let us go out of our way and we assist these people. I'm sure you'll be looking at exploring other economic opportunities which you can venture into. There are so many opportunities out there, and our country is one of those which is blessed with different types of opportunities in form of investments.
Mr. Kitio assured safety to business people and all residents of Nakuru.
You know, even with good investments, if security is not good, you'll never realize your investment. I want to assure the business people of Nakuru that we are doing everything possible to make sure that our security is good for business. And I'm calling for your support. Let us work together. Sometimes we see in social media that matters in security is out of hand, but that's not the truth. If it were out of hand, I'm sure none of you would be here, because you would be fearing to go back to your homes. But even the little things which are there, please let us work together so that we totally eliminate matters of insecurity. That will be good for all of us.
Peacekeeping has proven to be one of the most effective tools available to the UN to assist countries to navigate the difficult path from conflict to peace. Today's multidimensional peacekeeping operations are called upon not only to maintain peace and security, but also to facilitate political processes, protect civilians, assist in the disarmament, demobilization and reintegration of former combatants, support constitutional processes and the organization of the election, protect and promote human rights, and assist in restoring the rule of law and extending legitimate state authority. This article is part of African Women in Media, UNESCO, Peace and Security for Women Journalism Program.